The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. And let's begin with this one from Woman's Day. Look and feel spectacular. To keep your eyes in tip-top shape, you may want to treat every day like it's Sunglasses Day, which is June 27th. That is today, if you're listening live. Stephanie Marino, MD, clinical spokesperson for the American Academy of Ophthalmology, explains why you shouldn't turn a blind eye to this essential accessory. Why you should wear them? Too much exposure to UV light can damage the surface tissues, corneas, and lenses of your eyes. It also raises your risk of eye diseases like cataracts and macular degeneration. When to wear them? Put on sunglasses whenever you're outside, including during the winter and on cloudy days. The sun's rays can pass through haze and clouds. What features to look for? Check out that your pair offers either 100% UV protection or UV absorption up to 400 nm. Oversize and wraparound styles can limit the UV rays that enter from the glass's sides. How to find a flattering pair? A good general rule of thumb is to look for frames that balance your natural features. For example, if you have a rounder face shape, look for boxier lenses. And polarized or not? Polarized lenses don't block UV rays, but do help reduce glare. From Good Housekeeping, some sunny summer reads. A feel-good fiction piece, You Made a Fool of Death with Your Beauty, by Akweke Emezi, E-M-E-Z-I. 5 years after losing the love of her life, Brooklyn artist Feiyi is ready for a restart, and what better way than with a whirlwind summer romance? It all begins with a steamy encounter at a rooftop soiree, then cascades into a trip to a luxury estate with her seemingly perfect beau, whose father just happens to be a celebrity chef with connections to a curator who could jumpstart Feiyi's career. But even though this new man is just about perfect for her, she can't deny her attraction to his father. As the situation reaches a boiling point, Feiyi has to ask herself how far she's willing to follow her heart and whom she's willing to hurt for happiness. This is a sexy, sultry story of love, loss, and grief, told in passionate, lyrical language that will pull at your heartstrings right through the last page. A Literary Suspense Piece, More Than You'll Ever Know, by Katie Gutierrez, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z. When struggling crime writer Cassie discovers the story of Lore Rivera, she's hooked instantly. In 1985, Lore married a man named Andres in Mexico City, though she was already married to Fabian in Laredo, Texas. And after her double life was revealed, one of her husbands was imprisoned for murdering the other. But Cassie is sure there's more to this story of a woman who risked it all and lost almost everything as a result. As she gets to know Lore, the supposed facts of the case begin to look more and more uncertain, and soon she's uncovering a net of secrets in not only Lore's family but her own life as well. And Past as Present, the book is called This Time Tomorrow by Emma Straub, S-T-R-A-U-B. On her 40th birthday, Alice finds herself traveling back in time to the morning of her 16th, and she's thrown by all the things you might expect. The 90s fashions she and her lifelong BFF are rocking, seeing her high school crush in the flesh, and a chance to make the same mistakes all over again, and probably some new ones. But the thing that hits her right in the heart is seeing her dad healthy and thriving. In her current reality, he's running out of time, and she finds herself wondering if there's anything she can do to make the future less painful for both of them. From Good Housekeeping, 16 Ways to Feel Calmer Now. There's so much going on in the world, it's completely out of your control. And what you can do is tidy up the messiness inside your own mind by addressing nagging worries, doing a bit of housekeeping, and injecting your life with a shot of simplicity. You can open up space for more love, optimism, and joy. Here's how to feel better fast. First, consciously forgive someone. If you're still nursing a wound because you weren't invited to a wedding years ago, consider shedding the burden. Sometimes you may fear that you're giving in if you let go of a grudge, but you're just giving yourself the opportunity not to let something that happened in the past affect your future, says Alana Miller, MD, an integrative psychiatrist in Los Angeles. Not only will the act of forgiveness help you move on, but also research has shown it can lower levels of anxiety and stress. 2. Take a slow sip of tea. Cradling a cup of tea in your hands can make you feel cozy and at peace, and being mindful can boost the benefits, says New York City-based meditation instructor Kirat Wendawa. Notice the color of the tea leaves, the shape of the mug, the scent, what the tea tastes like, and how it feels in the body, she says. Harney and Sons yellow and blue tea, which combines calming chamomile, lavender, and cornflowers, is an extra relaxing sip. 3. Get that worrisome thing checked out. You know, that mole, pain, or bump you tell yourself is nothing. You're probably right, but that you're not 100% sure about. Such things can gnaw at you, and research tells us uncertainty is a lot more stressful than knowing what to expect, good or bad. So have a doctor look at it already. Either you'll breathe a sigh of relief, or you'll get it treated right away. Often what seems like a big deal for you is routine for your doctor. They've seen it all and can take some of the worry off your plate, says Dr. Miller. 4. Take one small action. Whether the subject is politics, eco-anxiety, or the invasion of Ukraine, worry about the state of the world we share leaves many of us feeling overwhelmed and paralyzed. But taking a concrete action every day, such as helping with a campaign, donating time or money to a cause, or biking instead of driving if it's climate change that's weighing on you, well, it moves you one step closer to a better world and may make you feel more empowered. Next, apologize for that awkward moment. Whether you blurted something insensitive to a colleague or you forgot your sister's birthday, guilt may be quietly poking at you. By clearing the air, you'll repair any damage or discover that it wasn't the drama you imagined in the first place. We often feel as if there's a spotlight on us, believe other people are thinking about us way more than they are, says Dr. Miller. Honestly, no one has the time and energy to judge us harshly as we judge as harshly as we judge ourselves. Limit your social media. Bad news and the screeching tone of people arguing about everything from vaccines to The Bachelor can feel like a toothache that you can't help poking your tongue into. But staying up late reading every rant can leave you stressed and exhausted. Doom scrolling is a way for your brain to try to maintain control in a very uncontrollable situation in our world, says neuropsychologist Judy Ho, PhD, a professor at Pepperdine University's Graduate School of Education and Psychology. But we tend to feel horrible afterward. Ho suggests limiting scrolling to 25 minutes with a hard stop, something you must do when time's up. Next, chew on some cherries. The fun-to-eat fruit contains the antioxidant quercetin, which may help promote feelings of calmness, says registered dietitian nutritionist Stephanie Sassos, deputy director of the Good Housekeeping Institute's Nutrition Lab. She suggests roasting them to bring out the flavor and adding them to ricotta cheese on toast. Swap to-dos with a friend. There's always one chore you just can't seal the deal on, and seeing it reappear on your to-do list only makes you feel bad. Instead, ask a friend who doesn't mind hemming your daughter's skirt to help you out with that and do a task she hates, say, updating her computer. That feels like no biggie to you. Next, do a cathartic mini-cleanup. spending just a few minutes cleaning one spot that's been grossing you out, like the crumb-filled sofa cushions or that sticky shelf in your pantry, can give you benefits fast because it requires a little planning and a short burst of physical activity, both of which can reduce stress, says Deborah Kissen, Ph.D., co-chair of the Anxiety and Depression Association of America's Education Committee. Plus, think how much better you'll feel when you can sit on the couch without its making a weird crunching sound. Next, log on for support, because we have all been so isolated over the past couple years, says Dr. Miller. It's easy to believe you're the only one struggling with a personal challenge. Support groups can be helpful for whatever's going on. You can get tips on coping, but just realizing that this is a shared experience can relieve a lot of stress, she adds. Next, breathe through your feet. When you're feeling pulled in too many directions, you can center yourself by bringing attention to your feet, says Rwanda. If you're indoors or outdoors someplace, clean and safe, take off your shoes and stand tall with your shoulders relaxed. As you breathe in, notice each toe on the ground and then feel the entire foot on the ground, she says. This has a way of really helping you feel in control of your body, and you'll think, how would I like to respond in this moment? Number 12, cancel something. Look at your calendar and find one thing you really, truly don't have to attend, like a meeting that can go on just fine without you, or a social event you're not feeling psyched about. Bow out and replace it with nothing. You know your body needs sleep, but it also needs rest. And those are two different things, says Asha Tari, a psychotherapist and the author of Adulting as a Millennial. Her last name, Tarry. Giving yourself permission to do nothing will recharge your batteries, lower your blood pressure, and allow you to think more clearly, she adds. Declutter your fridge door. The room where your family gathers to cook, eat, and laugh should be a calming oasis, but it isn't if the refrigerator is covered with paperwork, bills, menus, and coupons. Spend a few minutes each week purging, suggests Good Housekeeping home editor Monique Valeris. Get rid of dated paperwork, old photos, and broken magnets, and toss the takeout menus, since you can get that info online, she says. Instead of having a messy mix of flyers and invites, write down every important date on a magnetic dry erase calendar. Next, make Monday more appealing. On Sunday, when the clock starts ticking down to Monday morning, you may experience a wave of anxiety about deadlines, toxic coworkers, or a stressful commute. To dial down the Sunday scaries, schedule something you enjoy for Mondays. Lunch with your favorite colleague, after-work drinks with friends, or a night to binge your favorite streaming series. 15. Walk to zone out. Walking is a proven way to relieve stress, especially when your stroll takes you through nature. But the calming effect can get undercut by tense thoughts, so fill your head with a funny podcast, such as Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness and The Two Princes, to lift your mood. And last, remember, you've got this. You have all the tools you need to get through whatever you're dealing with. Ernesto Lira de la Rosa, Ph.D., a clinical psychologist in New York City, suggests this exercise. Create two columns on a piece of paper. In the first, write down a challenging situation you've successfully dealt with in the past. In the second, note what you did to handle it. This helps us introduce more logic when we are caught up in our anxiety, he says. From Woman's Day, some best beach reads. Zibby Owens, host of the popular podcast Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books, and author of the inspiring and moving Bookends, a memoir of love, loss, and literature, shares her short list of ultimate escapes. I'll spell her last name, Owens, O-W-E-N-S. First escape would be Nora Goes Off Script by Annabelle Monahan, M-O-N-A-G-H-A-N. Monahan's warm, accessible prose will draw readers right into this novel about a romance channel screenwriter whose script, based on her marriage's demise, gets picked up for the big screen. By the Book by Jasmine Guillory, Guillory. In this reimagining of Beauty and the Beast, Isabel, an editorial assistant at a publishing house, sees an opportunity to help wrangle a difficult author's book. What happens next is a true fairy tale. A Shoe Story by Jane L. Rosen. Rosen. Esma almost started a life in New York City, but was called home. Years later, she returns to the city and, through a closet full of shoes, gets a glimpse at what might have been. Rosen's acerbic wit and keen observation make this book binge-worthy. And the last one, City of Likes by Jenny Mollen, M-O-L-L-E-N. Meg gets sucked into the mom-influencer lifestyle when she befriends Daphne, who has millions of followers. This is a thought-provoking reflection on female friendship, delivered with Mollen's signature hilarious wit. From Real Simple, I Am More Than Just a Body. Irish author Louise O'Neill, that's O'Neill, shed her insecurities when she rediscovered swimming. O'Neill is the author of the novels Only Ever Yours, Asking for It, Almost Love, The Surface Breaks, After the Silence, and the upcoming Idol. I grew up on a beach in West Cork, my feet caked in sand and seaweed braided through my hair. My parents had told me about the old Irish myths of the Selkies, so I imagined myself to be one, half-human child, half-sea creature. I would swim constantly and never grow tired, for the water would hold and care for me as it had always done. When I was a teenager, I packed away my dreams of being a mermaid. It had become clear there was a performance to being a girl, a dance I must learn. I would have to be pretty, sweet, thin. I began to count calories, watching as my bones floated to the surface like driftwood. "You look good," people said, but they soon became alarmed. "You need to stop. You've gone too far." They didn't understand that it would never be far enough. I gave up swimming then. It was impossible to take off my clothes and show my body to the world. Difficult to believe that I would float, that the water would still love me enough to hold me. Recovery from my eating disorder took a long 17 years. And yet, even when I learned not to view my body as the battleground upon which wars were fought, I still did not go into the sea. Until one evening in June, a knock on the front door. A friend, Ayn, wanted to go swimming. She grabbed my hand, ignoring my protestations. "It's too cold, it's too late," and pulled me toward the ebbing tide. "Trust me," she said. So I did. We stripped off our dresses and walked in, the water creeping up our ankles, then to our calves, rising to meet our waists. I took a deep breath and sank into the sea. I could hear my friend laughing, the muffled sound shimmering through the waves. I floated to the surface again, feeling weightless. I was more than just a body, I realized. I was something sacred, divine. I did not need to demand perfection, to deprive myself of joy until I thought I was good enough to deserve it. I would swim because I wanted to taste salt on my tongue. I would swim because I loved it, and that was enough. I lay on my back, staring at the black ink sky. I had never seen so many stars. From Woman's Day, Stamp of Approval. You don't have to be a collector to appreciate U.S. Postage Stamp Day, which will be July 1st. Take a look at some of this year's newest designs and use them to send a Just Because letter to loved ones. From Real Simple, In Season. Total heart throbs. Fresh, juicy strawberries are a sure sign of summer, and your cue to start whipping up the shortcakes and cream. Shop for bright red, shiny fruit with stems intact. Don't be fooled from those clementine-sized monsters. Smaller berries are often sweeter. Store unwashed in an open container in the crisper drawer for a few days, or chill in a single layer in a towel-lined bin for up to a week. Rinse just before eating. Serve sprinkled with sugar for dessert. Bake into muffins, cakes, and crisps. Toss onto salads or simmer with sugar and lemon to make a compote for yogurt or grilled cheese. And a couple of strawberry recipes. Roasted strawberry frozen yogurt. This is from Better Homes and Gardens. Roasting strawberries concentrates their flavor and caramelizes their natural sugars. Adding a bit of corn syrup before freezing keeps it scoopable. Hands-on time is 20 minutes. The total time is long, 5 hours 35 minutes plus freezing. We need 1 pound of fresh strawberries, hulled, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla bean paste or vanilla, 3 cups plain whole milk yogurt, 2/3 of a cup of honey, 2 tablespoons light corn syrup, 1 cup crushed pretzels and or crushed freeze-dried strawberries, optional. Preheat oven to 300. Line a rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper. Place strawberries, sugar, and vanilla bean paste on the baking sheet. Gently toss to combine. Roast 30 to 40 minutes or until the berries are very tender and juicy. Let cool to room temp about 45 minutes. Using a potato masher or fork, coarsely mash the cooled berries. In a large bowl, stir together plain yogurt, honey, corn syrup, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Add the mashed berry mixture to the yogurt, mixed well. Cover, refrigerate 4 to 24 hours until very cold. Freeze yogurt mixture in a 1.5 to 2 quart ice cream freezer, according to manufacturer's directions. Transfer to a freezer container and freeze 2 to 4 hours or until firm. If you like, serve with pretzels and or freeze-dried berries. And this makes 5 cups. Also from Better Homes and Gardens, grilled strawberry salsa fresca. Hands-on time is 15 minutes, total time 1 hour and 25. We need 1 large sweet onion, 2 jalapeno peppers, 2 cloves garlic unpeeled, 1 pound fresh strawberries hulled, 1/3 cup chopped fresh cilantro, the juice of 1 lime, 1/4 cup roasted salted peanuts, coarsely chopped, optional. Heat grill to medium-high. Place a grill pan on the grill rack, leaving the root and stem ends intact, cut onion into quarters. Grill onion wedges and jalapenos on the grill rack 5 minutes, turning to brown evenly. Add garlic and strawberries to a hot grilled pan. Grill 5 minutes, 10 total for the onion and jalapenos, turning frequently until slightly charred. Transfer strawberries and vegetables to a cutting board and let cool. When cool enough to handle, coarsely chop strawberries and onion, peel the garlic, finely chop jalapenos. If you like, you can remove and discard the seeds and the garlic. In a bowl, combine berries, onion, jalapenos, garlic, cilantro, lime juice, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Cover and chill 1 hour. If you like, top with chopped peanuts. Serve over grilled chicken or shrimp, or with tortilla chips. This makes 3.5 cups. And strawberry salad with feta, arugula, and pickled red onions. From start to finish, this one, 20 minutes. We need 1 large red onion, 1/2 cup white balsamic vinegar, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 5 ounces baby arugula, 1/4 cup chopped fresh flat-leaf parsley, 1/4 cup chopped fresh mint, 2 pounds fresh strawberries, hulled and halved or quartered, 3/4 cup crumpled feta cheese, that's 4 ounces, 1/2 cup toasted pistachios, and 1/4 cup olive oil. Cut onion in half lengthwise and thinly slice into 1/2 moons. In a medium bowl, stir together vinegar, sugar, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Add sliced onion and stir to combine. Let stand 10 to 15 minutes. Meanwhile, on a platter or salad plates, arrange arugula, parsley, and mint. Top with strawberries, feta, pickled onions, pistachios, and if you like, additional parsley and mint. Stir olive oil into the pickling liquid and drizzle over salads. And it says it serves 8. The last of the recipes from last time from Good Housekeeping's Retro Weeknights article. The 50s comfort, gourmet comfort option would be kid-friendly beef stroganoff. Active and total time are both 25 minutes. Cook 6 ounces of egg noodles, which is half of a 12-ounce bag, per package directions. Meanwhile, heat 1 tablespoon olive oil in a large skillet on medium-high. Season 1 pound sirloin steak, which has been thinly sliced, with 1/4 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper, and cook in 2 batches until browned, 1 minute per side. Transfer to a bowl. Reduce heat to medium. Add 1 tablespoon oil and 1 onion, thinly sliced, and cook, stirring occasionally, 6 minutes. Add 1 tablespoon oil, 10 ounces of button mushrooms, which you've sliced, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Increase heat to medium-high and cook, tossing occasionally, until mushrooms release their juices and begin to brown, 6 minutes. Stir in 1 clove of garlic, finely chopped, and cook 1 minute. Add 1/2 cup dry white wine and cook, scraping up any browned bits, 1 minute. Add 1/2 cup low-sodium beef broth and simmer until slightly reduced, 3 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in 1/2 cup of sour cream, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, and 1/2 teaspoon Worcestershire sauce. Fold beef into the sauce and then spoon over noodles. Serve sprinkled with chopped parsley. And this serves 4. From Good Housekeeping, Big Batch Watermelon Margaritas. Active time and total time are both 10 minutes. We need 12 ounces of watermelon chunks plus watermelon slices for serving. 1/2 cup fresh lime juice plus lime slices for serving. 3/4 cup of tequila. 1/4 cup of Cointreau. Coarse salt and finely grated lime zest for the glasses. In a blender, puree the watermelon and lime juice. Let mixture settle, then strain into a pitcher. Stir in the tequila and the Cointreau. If desired, rub the rims of 4 glasses with the lime juice and then dip in the salt and lime zest to coat. Add ice and margarita, then top with lime slices and watermelon pieces if desired. And this says it serves 4 to 6. I'm sure that just depends on what size glasses you use, how generous your portions are. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast after our broadcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.